Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,265. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Are in the Men's Room. Our Captain A. Ryan Castle once again joins us from his basement studio dungeon. And once again, we will sit and spin today 10 bands by name that would be the scariest to fight. Literally, based on the name of the band.
Okay.
We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
You're going to enjoy. All right, here we go in England. Offenders who commit alcohol crimes might be required to wear a sobriety tag. Meanwhile, a West Virginia man from my hometown runs naked through a hotel. Hey, look at that bag. Brooklyn man pulls a Plexico and accidentally shoots himself in the butt cheek. Mom upset kid's homework assignment included Latin, Busty, and Going Freak. And England's oldest identical twins at 95 years old say the key to long life is sex and lots of sex with each other.
Oh.
I didn't say that last part. I'm just kidding. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, COVID-19 has unintentionally inspired a lot of people to try new things, new hobbies, new foods, learn a new language, and more, unfortunately, attempt their own DIY projects. And I'm not talking about doing things you didn't have time to do before. I'm talking about doing those things that you didn't do because, frankly, you don't know what you're doing. For example, in Florida, a mother and daughter team, fearing a toilet paper shortage, they attempted to install a bidet. I'll spare you all the details, but in the end, they managed to flood their bathroom and their entire yard. We'll explain. Around the country, barbers and salons, they've been closed, leading to many people to test their haircutting skills. And, as it turns out, most people don't have haircutting skills. And it shows. Now, that said, DIY failures, they've been a robust part of life long before coronavirus. Earlier this year, the self-styled daredevil named Mad Mike Hughes, he died after crashing his homemade rocket into the California desert. And in Colorado, a considerably less ambitious man, he was given a citation for his bit of ingenuity. In his case, he replaced the broken taillight in his car with a red Gatorade bottle. The cops admitted they appreciated the effort, but they ticketed him anyway. Listen, we all give something new a try. What, sourdough bread was all the rage only a few weeks ago?
Right now,
is
everyone.
Is it still going on?
Oh, my.
Some people, look, they're going to take up sewing because they're going to sew their own COVID mask. Are people making clothes, try to make their own moonshine, try to brew their own beer? Today, we want to know that thing that you gave it the good old college try, for better or worse. So today's question, what did you attempt to make or do for yourself? And how did that work out?
Hey, Pro Big Show, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, the show's and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,265 of the Large in the Charge program.
Guaranteed four more episodes.
Repeat. Look out. Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be
before
fun.
Before we can be childish.
I wonder what we'll talk about that day. That will be a fun day. We're going to talk about what you've been doing during this pandemic. A lot of people are trying some different things. A lot of people are, as you said, Steve, attempting home improvements that they maybe never have before. A lot of people are cooking new things that they never really
but
tried to venture
into that
way.
But it doesn't mean anyone's good at it.
It just means that you have attempted to do these things. So we're going to get to our question coming up about what you may have attempted to make or do for yourself and how did that work out coming up. But first, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. I will try to keep this as short as possible today because you want to hear this crap about as much as I want to read it. There are at least 1,520 cases now of coronavirus in the U.S., and at least 91,187 people have passed on, according to Hopkins University. They reported this morning 11,720 new cases and 840 deaths. Now, President Trump threatened to end all funding to the World Health Organization if it didn't commit to substantive improvements within the next 30 days. That is according to a copy of a letter he posted to Twitter. Earlier, China pledged to donate $2 billion to the World Health Organization. Notre Dame, Ted, became one of the first major universities to announce detailed plans, including testing, contact tracing, mandatory mask wearing for bringing students back this fall. Other colleges are still kind of struggling with the decision one way or another, but Notre Dame says they're going to do it. Okay. Here at home.
The coughing Irish.
Yeah, Rudy. As more and more tests were made available and completed, the number of cases of COVID-19 in Washington steadily grew. Number of confirmed cases statewide as of yesterday climbed to 18,611, including 1,002 deaths, according to the Washington State Department of Health. Here in King County, there were officially 7,530 cases. And counties now with fewer than 10 new coronavirus cases per 100,000 residents over a two-week period are now eligible to apply to move to phase two of the state's four-phase plan of reopening.
What's phase two?
The governor announced today all phase two is one after phase one.
Is it a one before three?
Two before phase four, which is ultimately where we want to get. So these counties are almost halfway to home, all right, on this deal.
Thank you for clearing that up.
And if you think for 1 minute, well, there's all kinds of different stuff on
there. That's what I was asking.
Like you can be in the park, you can play volleyball, but you can't play wiffle ball. I mean, right. Like, it's like that. All right, you know, I don't have time for that crap. I mean, it's like, when we get there, I'll read it so I know what's
let me
on.
Know when I can go to the bar.
Right now,
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
can I go to the bar?
We live in phase one right now. That's all I got time to figure out and study. You know what I mean? I'm still remembering to wear a mask into Bartell and to bring it in my pocket and all that stuff. So, and if you're wondering, King County doesn't have a chance in hell. I mean, we just have too many people here. We live on top of each other. Mm-hmm. We will be the last county in all the land. Maybe the one in Walla Walla because it's got the worst case so far as the West Coast goes. But I'm convinced it's going to be a two-way race for the
heavier the population
to that county out by Walla Walla and us. But here you go. If you're lucky enough to live in Spokane, Adams, Mason, Thurston, Lewis, Clark, Klamath, Kitsap, Island, and San Juan counties, You're good to go. So there you go. You can enter phase two. And if you wonder what that is, find out on your own.
And then let us know.
Yeah, because we don't know either. As we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. So there you go on that. All right, let's move on to more Corona fun here. As we talk about your do-it-yourself projects along the way.
Oh, taking off right now. And, huge.
You never know what that project's going to be. You never know what you're going to fall into as far as things that you're going to do. Ted, I know for a fact, lately you've mentioned a few things that I thought were pretty ingenuitive as far as what you're doing. You explained to me that you bought a back hair trimmer.
I did. I haven't used it yet, but I purchased it.
Okay.
But it has an attachment like a back scratcher.
Right, so I could just... Because generally I would have somebody come over and shave my back.
You but not now. What does it take to get in the circle of friendship where you would ask to personally have that person shave your back? Where, like, how far along
was
the
moment you know?
I mean, like, is it... Do I know Ted for, like, 3 years? Or, I mean, have you slept on my couch?
It depends on the person.
All right.
Right? And just how much you hang out with them. Right. But honestly, like... it came up on my podcast like a year ago. Somebody was like, no, I'm not doing that. And we were like, what's your problem?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's crossing a line. So luckily, my buddy MCTP was like, I'm fine with it. I'll be over tomorrow.
How does that cross a line? You know what I mean? Like, if I was sexually attracted to you, you know, I would probably be like, let me shave your back.
Right, DB did it for years.
Sure. Yeah, because, you know, you don't sit there and go, like, when you're shaving someone's back, I am getting hot.
I generally get turned on
right,
in a moment.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, like,
that a back is being shaved, I am, no moment am I more aroused.
Well, we have a big pile of hair on the floor. When we get crazy.
How did this get sexual?
I don't know either.
Right.
But you also said the other night you decided to hell with it and you were going to trim your beard.
Yeah.
Now, typically, you go in and get it done, right?
Correct.
All right.
Every 2 weeks.
So, what inspired you? Do you believe
his
I'd
mirror?
Say six Rainiers.
Okay.
A couple shots of peanut butter whiskey.
Now, were people saying,
oh,
you have
dangerous.
The peanut butter whiskey at home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice call. And that's good stuff in there.
It's great.
All right. So,
it sounds smooth.
So, did someone say something to you on a Zoom chat like, hey, man, your beard's getting bigger?
Just got drunk and decided, you know what, I'll try to trim it at home now.
Did you have scissors?
No. I was just using little clippers and a comb.
Okay. Well, it doesn't look bad.
No,
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, you do a bad
shape.
Job. You know what I mean? But that's not something you do.
And
I mean, not to get into the hair world too much, but let's just say this. I mean, like, look, you see people on a day-to-day basis. You know what they regularly look like. If they look like they normally do, they got a pirate haircut or something. You know what
Guarantee.
I mean? And I always call out the pirate haircutters. I called out a couple today, as a matter of fact. People that I know, I'm like, you got a pirate haircut. And I've had some honest answers. I've had some of those like, oh, no, I did. And I'm like, yeah,
you're not cutting your hair.
No, there's no way you did that.
Here's the problem is that people can trim and stuff, right?
They can trim.
But if you have actual hair, the main thing is the fading.
Correct.
So when you see somebody with proper fading, it's like, you more than likely had a hairstylist do that or a barber.
You didn't like a number two or a number three into a perfectly good haircut on top.
There's no way.
That's why we
tomorrow, I'll take my clippers and buzz mine down.
Yeah.
But that's just... clippers with no guard over the whole head.
It's the same
this is what I like.
It's
what I like about being bald right now because my hair maintenance, like, man, I just bick my head anyway. Mm-hmm. So I realize for the most part, I'm sure when people see me on Zoom, they're like, your beard looks a little grayer, which thank you for pointing out. Shut up. But anyway, every time
would
I see
Grecian
people
do you Grecian that normally?
No.
Okay.
No. But when you haven't seen someone in a while, it's grayer, right?
Right, exactly.
In fact, I went to buy cigarettes yesterday, and you know, with the mat, listen, where I went to buy smokes, they card you all the time. They follow the rules. It doesn't matter. So, but everyone has the mask, so it doesn't matter if I show my ID. You don't know what I look like. But I said, do you want me to show the ID? And the woman looks at me and goes, no, I can see the gray in your beard.
Oh,
have
man.
A great day.
Wah, wah. Yeah, I mean, I've thought about asking my daughter to shave my head and all that. I'm just like, you know what? Who cares? Who cares? I don't see anybody. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't care. I just...
Now, I'm glad you don't care.
You know, because I know for a fact, that's the one... Look, you don't want to try to cut your own hair.
No.
I think the only time you might is in a couple months when it gets warm.
You know, maybe, but at the
same. But what are you going to do? Wait a minute. If you have to cut your own hair, right? Just for heat.
It's going to be a hockey mullet by the time it gets to this point where we can actually go in and we interface four or whatever it is here in King County, but whatever.
But wait, say we have a heat wave. Would you bowl cut it? Like, just put a bowl on your head? Like, man, I can't take this heat anymore.
No.
You'll just sweat. You'll deal with the sweat.
I'll go Andy Gibb or whatever the hell this thing is.
Andy Gibb.
Going on my head. Yeah,
oh,
like a BG.
You don't
want to
do that.
No, I'm saying, it's not.
He was a brother of them.
But,
they didn't invite him in the bank.
No, somebody would know if I got a pirate haircut and they would call me out.
Yes.
They'd be like,
I saw somebody today at the grocery store and I almost wanted to be like, hey, man.
Pirate haircut?
It just looks so good. Unless he's dating another barbershop guy.
Right.
Or hairdresser.
Yeah.
That's it.
Could be a woman. That could be it, too.
Maybe. Right. If you look tight right now, look, LeBron
so
James.
Clean, dude.
LeBron James looks like someone takes a Sharpie and draws on his facial. If you look at brother now, apparently he's been sleeping in a box.
But if you're white, okay, it's different than in a white household than a black household. Because in a white household, it's not guaranteed you have clippers. So, like, even...
Really?
I don't know. No, white people don't have clippers.
This is news to me.
You didn't know that?
You can't go to a black house that doesn't have clippers and Vaseline.
That. Almost, no.
If
no,
they're
no,
not clippers and no, Vaseline, but really, they don't live in that house.
But really good ones, like barbershop quality.
Yes.
Stuff. Well, we don't have those.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to buzz my head with tomorrow.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. That's what I use on my back before I had to do it myself.
Okay.
You might want to reframe that. White people that aren't bald.
Right. My neighbor.
Yeah, good point.
Once you're bald.
I had this realization about 10 years ago or so in my current residence where the neighbor comes over and the kids are getting haircuts. And he says, hey, man, I've got to short my clippers. My clippers just absolutely died on me. Do you have clippers? And I was like, no, I don't have any clippers. He goes, how in the hell do you don't have clippers? And I'm like, I don't have clippers. And he's like, you don't have clippers? And I was like, no. He said, I thought you told me you were from Baltimore. I said, I am, but I'm white. And he's like, white people don't have clippers? And I'm like, no, man, we don't have clippers. He's like, I'll be damned. Okay.
So, but I will say this. You never meet a black person with a floobie.
Right.
I thought
about that, too.
You're not sucking your afro in that thing, man.
But
there,
I thought about
there
that.
There is not an attachment on the floobie that's going to hook up an afro.
How bad of a haircut do you think you would get with a floobie?
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Do you attach it to the vacuum cleaner?
But clippers,
cleaner
too, it's just more of a, like, just getting cleaned up. It's not
right,
always like
exactly
a full-on haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, brother's going to keep it
tight.
That's
the problem for me. I got to shave the whole back. Now it's getting warm out, and I can't reach far enough down with the clipper.
Haircut do-it-yourself robot vacuum hair cutter with buzz adapter.
Would you use that?
I mean, look at this dude. He's got like a cordless. It looks like a mouse that you do, like, sanding with in your home. It's a little teeny tiny one. I don't know. There's a nice Flobee haircutting system, $200.
I just feel like it's impossible to give a good haircut when it's attached to a vacuum. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I can't make that make sense.
So our question today, what did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments here. What?
Just the whole thing is just funny.
The first time I saw the commercial for Flobee, I don't know, like 12 maybe when the thing was, and I thought like it was a gag. Because I'm like, wait a minute, you're telling me, because this show's like happy kids. Keep in mind, it's happy kids sitting in chairs, happy white kids sitting in chairs, and their dad has a big-ass canister vacuum that we had at that time, and he's just running the same.
Oh, yeah.
But then they show you the after pictures, and I'm like, there's no way that vacuum cleaner did that to that kid.
But growing up, honest to God.
Also, like, nobody's seeing anybody new. Even if you can go somewhere, it's probably just to work with a few people. Like, who cares if your hair looks like crap?
But they all look worse.
Yeah, I don't have hair, so it don't matter.
Did you have a family member, I mean, other than your sister, who just cut people's hair?
Yeah, my dad.
My mom tried.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I remember sitting in a bathtub on a chair.
My father, man, you know, and I hated it.
It was because it was either my grandmother thought she could do it. I mean, I don't know, but my mom would say stuff like, don't let your grandmother ever cut your hair if you spend the night. Because it would always be, I'd go over there and my grandmother would take care of me. And the next thing you know, grandma cuts my hair and then my mom loses her mind.
But see, I feel like that's got to be tougher for white people than black people at that age, right? Because white people have
bangs,
hairstyles, but all the when you're black, man, when you got a fro, it's like, I knew what my father was. I never had to look. When he was done, I'd look like that black dude from the Cheez-Its ad. Like, he sculpted me like hedges out in front of a
oh,
fancy.
So you were rounded like a what?
Brother, I look like the top of this microphone.
Really?
Right?
Oh, and so it was a
clean.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, Quest, like, that's the look you were going to get.
Right.
Period, right? Then you get a little older, that goes away. I knew what I was going to get. Went from an afro to the bush. That's it. It never changed. You know what I mean?
I was at a festival, and this guy walks by with a big afro, right? The festival is mainly white people.
Right.
My buddy, who's mixed, we were all like, man, that's so cool. And he goes, you have no idea how much work that is.
Yeah.
Right? We were like, what? He was like, it's so much work. Like, right, it was a big fro.
It's like if you see a white dude with like the big stand-up mohawk.
Oh yeah,
you know we put effort in. If you got a massive fro, it's like, right, they're putting in equal time.
We got a we got a buddy you know very well who works here, BT Brian Thorpe.
Yes.
And,
oh, man.
And we were joking around with him the other day. We would love to see a picture of him because I know he's got this giant afro going on right now.
Like, pull up a picture of the band Boston from the first album. He looks like the lead singer.
So lo and behold, about 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, he sends me this picture of his...
Did he send me one?
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid to show it because it's embarrassing to anybody. I don't want to post it up on our Facebook page at Men's Room Live or anything like that. That wouldn't be good. But yeah, man, you talk about, wow, it's impressive. It doesn't look bad. It looks good.
Does
you
it?
Know,
He doesn't have a choice. Like, he would never do that. But since you did...
Does he look like Bob Ross?
I mean, he's not that far out, but he's not that far away.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's kind of right in the middle of
it. He's Bob Ross with one S.
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments here. It says, I took down a 70-foot tree. And me. And another guy. And a carpenter. And a train mechanic.
Oh, man.
But he got the tree down. So, mission successful.
Whew. Okay, I don't need you to come to my house.
Fell a tree, and then it fell on top of
it. Well, it just says I took it down. The tree, me, one other guy, a carpenter, and a train mechanic. And then the question, what did you attempt to do or make for yourself? Someone says, make my wife orgasm. Too much effort. And then this one.
God. Well, look, on a smaller level, my buddy Sal was very nice. He smoked a whole corned beef brisket.
All right.
And brought it over, and he said, just, you got to cut it the right way. I cut it the wrong way.
Damn,
I
really
had to walk it inside and cut it. And it's in rain.
That's
somehow
all you had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then there's, and I'm sure people have gotten into this one before. It says, I raised 3 garden beds, but I guess I did not put fertilizer in them. I had a chicken coop. I bought 3 chickens from an auction, not knowing that 2 of them were sick and should have been killed, and I managed to get 1 egg for all
one
the trouble.
1 egg out of 3 chickens, one, a coop, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that would suck, because you're thinking to yourself, like, I know somebody, they have chickens, they get a dozen eggs every week. Isn't that the way it goes, normally?
I already know I'd mess it up. I just feel like... It's like you said with the smoked corned beef. Like, dude, just cut it the right way. I'm sure there's just one really important thing to remember when raising chickens, to prevent them from getting sick, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to F it up.
I'm with you. Like, you got to want to do that stuff. Like, I know a lot of people that, like, right, I have no desire to raise damn
look,
farm animals.
Exactly. I do, but I have to be very clausal.
Sorry, farm animals.
I mean, it's to
well,
me,
no. What if I said a goat or a cow or a pig, I would be happier to attempt to raise the chickens. I feel like even if you didn't give me any information, I'd have an easier time figuring out what I need to do.
I think people think weird of you. So it's not like I wouldn't be interested in doing it. It's just the fact that I wouldn't be able to tell anybody, even though they were delicious and everything.
You would raise chickens.
I would raise chickens, but I wouldn't tell anybody
else.
But I wouldn't tell anybody else doing it. Because then I'm the guy who raises chickens.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that's like CrossFit. I don't want to be that guy.
But the difference is,
oh, he can't even go buy his own eggs. He raises chickens. Think about that. He can't.
That's all right. We sound exactly the same with, you know.
You heard my podcast, bro?
Yeah.
Same name.
My chickens lay more eggs than yours.
Yeah, I got 2 podcasts now.
That's it, man. One time, what did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
But you should come see my band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'll give it a listen. Yeah, raise some chickens.
The people that raise chickens in any given neighborhood, you are the hit for kids. That's like, that's the one house my kids know,
depends.
The chicken house.
I've got a rooster house beside me, and this is why I'm not too keen on the whole chicken situation at all, because a rooster, roosters are, they don't shut up.
Right.
And I'm not sure where this rooster is, but I'm telling you, it echoes for at least 2 or 3 blocks.
It's in your basement.
I haven't been able to pinpoint him yet. I know he's in somebody's backyard, but I'm telling you what, man, he is loud.
If I'm raising chickens, do I need a rooster?
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people with chickens have roosters.
Well, sure. I mean, I get it, but do I need a rooster? Because that's the real thing here, is that roosters are freaking loud, and they're mean. I
have a buddy that has ducks and chickens.
What's he do with the ducks?
You don't want to know.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But he's raising them.
That's weird.
And they have
something
he's
foul.
Got a lot of land.
Can't they just fly away? It's a duck.
They don't.
Oh.
If there was a duck massacre, I'll tell you later.
Oh.
But what?
Really?
But anyhow, here's my big issue with chickens. Was he got these chickens, and I said, I'll go over and say hi to the chickens. And the rooster was like, had attitude.
That's
to,
what
like,
me.
Like,
get away from my woman.
Yeah, I was like, listen,
I'm not
I will eat you.
Her.
Like, I'm not going to fornicate with your chicken wife.
The only thing I like about her breasts is the potential to eat them.
Yes.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, our question, what did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, we were talking about people doing the self haircuts right now.
Correct.
One person says, look, best thing, my daughter's friend lives with us. She's a beautician, so they're probably still looking pretty fly. So
yeah.
To your point, Miles, someone says, I'm a white guy. I love my clippers. But my dad lives by his Flobee. It's unbelievable.
My uncle lives by the Flobee.
Really?
Yes. You know, he's had one. You know what?
He bought How does it. He look?
Look, here's the thing about this Flobee. He bought it when it first came out in like the late 80s, early 90s, maybe. Or maybe that's not when it first came out, but that's some of that around that time when he bought it. He's had the same one.
How does he look, though? Does he look like
he's had
his
the same haircut since the 80s? I mean, that's the one thing about his hair. It's never changed. It's the
so
same
he's got
haircut.
One thing he can do on the Flobee, he's sticking with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then this woman, I assume it's a woman, says, I make my own clothes, down to the underwear, bras. Works pretty well for me.
I bet so. That's that, hey, man, if your significant other ever says, hey, I need to go underwear or bra shopping, plan on not going to dinner anywhere that weekend, because it's not cheap.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Well, I mean, even like five or six bras, you're in the hundreds of dollars.
So, I mean, what if they, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as they fit you right, I would wonder how you measure and figure out, you know what I mean? So, like, if you make your own bras, okay, all right? And I'm not trying to break this down too much, but sometimes one is bigger than the other.
Yeah, always.
All right? So then you could customize each side, you know what I mean, for your personal size.
That's probably what she does.
Yeah. Yeah.
She probably has the happiest boobs in a bra in all the land.
Right. Most butt cheeks are symmetrical. The underwear should be okay.
Why is that? What, like, you're
right. Walking.
Just so you know, there are no happy boobs in a bra.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're freedom!
All,
freedom!
They're just angry, and they feel just, yeah, it's...
Oh, Miles, you weren't there earlier speaking of breast, and Robin, she showed Mike and I a topless picture of her.
It's true.
What?
Yeah. She pulled up her phone, she held it in front of me, and there's Robin topless.
Oh, man.
Approximately 8 months old.
Yes, she was an infant.
Oh,
but
okay.
Still.
Oh, all right.
But still, it was Robin topless. Yeah. It was a horrible thing.
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cole. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening, Cole?
Well, not a whole lot. I tried to rebuild a Harley-Davidson engine under my carport in my driveway.
Had you ever attempted anything like this before?
Not as extensive. I mean, I took a auto shop in high school, but I had never completely disassembled an engine before. So
you don't sound like you're satisfied with the end result. What? How did it go?
I am currently trailering the bike down to a professional to have him help me out.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, so you have the bike. The engine just needs to be rebuilt, or you determine that it needs to be rebuilt?
So the crankshaft, there's some splines on the end of it that help, I don't know how familiar you guys are with engines, but there's, splines on the end of the crankshaft that connect it to the transmission, essentially. Those splines got completely stripped out. The only way to fix the issue is to replace the crankshaft, and in order to do that, you have to completely disassemble the engine.
All right. So you buy the parts, you disassemble the engine, you put the thing back together with the new parts, you fire the thing up, and what happens?
It wouldn't fire over. It just I was getting no compression out of the rear cylinder, so it wouldn't actually run.
How long have you been attempting to do this before you finally threw in the towel and said, let me take it to the professionals?
Well, I finally got everything assembled yesterday and hit the starter for the first time to try to get it to turn over. It wouldn't. If I can give a quick shout out real quick to Sinner's Garage over in Sela, Washington.
Please give me a break.
The owner gave me a bunch of technical support trying to do a valve adjustment by myself, but I wasn't able to do it successfully, so I'm taking it to another shop.
Real quick before we let you go, how many hours did you put into that bike before you pressed the button and it didn't work?
I'm going to say probably about 25 to 30.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Throwing your life down the toilet.
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself? And how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.